Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so one scientist is still alive. Barely.
Answer his questions, or my undead dog bites your face off.
Yeah, you actually hear in the distance a... You think it's coming.
All right. Is there
That's the train.
Any sort of password or signal we gotta give them?
I mean, they're waiting for three scientists, and now you only have one scientist.
Ah, correction! Wrong. We got zero scientists! And I'd like to just fucking stab him to death. Yeah, y'all! We gotta put all these lab coats shoppity chop!
So you were on the train.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Just chilling.
You guys should remember what happened last time.
What?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember what happened?
We're in the swamp. We're on the train.
Yeah.
We did it. You guys did some really cool murders of some civilian scientists, and you wore their outfits.
Yeah.
And then you got on the train.
I remember that we killed all the people at, like, the station. Have we murdered anybody on this train yet?
No.
Okay.
All you've done so far on the train, the car, because they thought you were a scientist, right? So the car they put you in is, like, the scientist lab car. And in there is, like, lab gear and shit. And then you found one of those, like, fungoid, like, mushroom people, like, in a cage in the lab car. So you let him out. And he was, like...
That was nice of us.
Unsure about trusting you guys. I think he has a little scalpel that he's been sort of threatening you with, but he doesn't seem aggressive, more like defensive. Because, you know, he's been in a cage. And you know there are Kingsguard on the train because one of them, like, let you onto the train and then went, like, he, like, left you guys there and, like, went forward into the train to a different car. Yeah, and I think where we left it last time, you're sort of planning to, like, destroy or, like, do something to the train when you get to this, like, bridge that goes over this gap on the train map that you saw earlier. And we've decided that you're about 10 hours from where that is.
Right.
So your options are, like, explore the train or just, like, sit here and, like, poop for 10 hours?
For 10 hours?
I don't know.
What am I, Elvis?
Maybe I'll see him when I go to Las Vegas next
week. You will 100%. You should have to take a shot every time you see an Elvis.
Oh boy, I'll die.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yes. So that's what's happening. And then I think what you know about the train is that there are probably, like, civilians on the train. Up to you if you want to let them die. Whatever.
I think we said we were going to dump the dummies out. After the bridge.
We're gonna do this and not kill any innocent people. That was a specific requirement of our quest, was like, don't be dicks if we can avoid it. So I do think that's the plan. Mary, I think we also knew, like, there are 10 cars on the train and we're in, like, the 7th or 8th. I forget exactly where we were. Cause I think what we were gonna do is, like, just try to clear out the butt of the train. And then have, like, at least, like, a point at which we kind of knew we controlled the territory and then work our way up to try to hijack it if we could. If we felt like we could do it without, like, totally fucking everything
up. Okay, let me recount my train cars to make sure this is right.
That's a good plan that we came up with.
We definitely talked about it.
I don't remember.
We definitely talked about that.
I don't remember at all, but I like it.
Yes. There are 10 cars plus, you know, an engine.
Is the engine in, like, the... How are trains put together? Like, is the engine, like, a separate thing? I always thought the engine was in one of the cars. Like, it just... The car was the engine.
Yeah, so the engine's in the front of the whole train. And it's, like, it is kind of, like, its own car. Like, everything in, like, classic train, there's, like, there's a conductor in there.
Okay, yeah.
There's, like, an older, timey, like, steam... trains. There's, like, you know, a coal situation.
Gotcha.
And it's like, it's where the chugga chuggas come from.
I gotcha.
So there are 11 11 units.
Correct.
Of which 10 of them are like
10 cars, one engine.
Like drivers you guys in number are... one, and we're in number something.
You yeah, the, we'll say we'll make this e- sorry, we'll make this a little bit easier. So we'll say 11 total.
Okay.
One right. is the engine.
Yep.
And 11 is the caboose.
Okay.
You guys are in 8.
Okay.
And this might not be what I said last episode. This is what I'm saying now.
I think
so apologies to all you continuity police out there.
Awesome.
Ooh, Sam's getting...
Ben, I was very concerned.
Sam's getting some notes ready.
We're 8, yeah.
That's good. That was a good first appearance on today's episode, Sam.
I'm a little sick.
You've been sick for the past 2 years, brother.
I had a baby for the past
2 years.
I
know. I'm not blaming you. I'm just letting you know what the situation is.
I think Tyler's saying something mean, but his microphone's not working.
I'm a little bitch boy.
No, it works.
That's right back on.
I came back just in time.
That's hilarious. Great.
Sam, you can't use the soundboard in this podcast. That's unfair.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels unfair.
I'm now just realizing that Sam used a soundboard to say, have Tyler say, I'm a little bitch boy. I thought Tyler was just saying that. That's a weird thing for Tyler to say.
You think that's a weird thing for him to say? Listen to this.
A little pruny.
Well, it's going to get confusing.
That's why I said he can't use it in this podcast. But anyway, what was happening?
You guys are you established your train car 8. All right.
And we got to so big picture goal. We're trying to get control of the train to stop these experiments. We're gonna get to this crevasse thing. Let all the civilians out. Bring it back mid crevasse and then blow the tracks. I think was the plan. So, like, they can't get back here.
Yeah. Although, that, I guess, does beg the question, we would then walk all the way back?
We walk, like, halfway, I guess. Or, you know what we could do if we're really smart? We have a timed explosive somehow. Like, we put, like, a long, you know what I mean? Like, we have a timed thing. We put, a brick on the train's gas pedal. And then we just, like, time it out to where it's in the middle using math.
Do we have an explosive?
You.
I mean, I can cast Shatter.
Exactly.
But
on the tracks, that might work eventually.
It just sounded like Zach was operating as though we had 4 bricks of C4 to play with. I don't know where
we can literally cross that bridge when we get there, I guess. You guys want to head to car 9, see what's over there?
Yeah, we should definitely... have a jar that can make a bunch of mayonnaise. I don't know if that helps.
Hmm? That's true. Couldn't hurt. Get the tracks all slippery and the train goes right off. Yeah, let's just go to this
fucking
car.
Let's definitely go back so we can only be fighting a war on one front once we clear.
And I believe... Did we see... Mary, you told us the direction that like the door guard went when we got on the train, and I can't remember what that was anymore. Can you remind me which way he went?
He went like forwards. I'll say he went to 7.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
Having these numbered is really helpful.
I guess I gave a listen to the door of this other train car to see if anything's going on. I don't know if we asked like the rat what's back there or whatever the fuck this animal was.
The mushroom man.
Yeah.
Could we get a name on that guy? Like
do we know the mushroom name. Man?
The mushroom man?
You do not have a name the on this guy. Man. I mean, they're like non-verbal, so you can talk to them telepathically. But I think other than that, he kind of just like shakes.
We love it.
Doesn't have a mouth.
I'll just ask him what his name is telepathically. I'm not sure I can do my telepathy voice with my current... I'll try it. God damn it.
No one asked you to do that.
Good sir, what is your name?
Well, what's your name?
They call me Barker. I wish they would stop.
That's a weird name.
Is it? What's yours?
My name is Jimothy.
Stalling for time, Jimothy.
Jimothy. Are you just replacing the first letter in a normal name with a different letter, Mary? That's incredibly lazy of you.
My name's Jimothy Bobbin. I'm a fungoid.
Huh. All right.
I'm just writing down here, Timothy Bobbin, my fungoid husband.
What?
Ship it.
You are too young to be married.
We're gonna get this shit on Apple Plus, and we'll have Timothy Bobbins twerking in a boardroom.
Oh, I just thought Timothy Bobbin, my fungoid husband, would be a good name for the first album of Volcanic Minerality.
Also, it also could be a weird anime name. Like, I feel like that would be like a very strange slice of life anime where someone's married to a mushroom man, and they just like go to the supermarket.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But they don't really comment on how he's a mushroom man. Yeah. He just is. Stuart Little style. Oh,
yeah. Like Porco Rosso.
Does Jimothy know what's in car number 9?
Hey, champ, do you know anything about anything with this train? Just download me on all the intel now.
No, I just got grabbed out of the forest, and they put me in a box. And sometimes they would, like, you know, poke me with stuff. I haven't been out of that cage in, like, I don't know, how much... Do you know what day it is?
Yep, it's...
Glim's Day.
I assume I know.
Glim's Day? Aw, oh, man. when I was here, trotting here, it was Flurgmas.
Flurgmas.
Damn.
This is good. It's good D&D content.
I miss Flurgmas.
No, I don't know. I don't know what's in the other cars.
Alright.
Sorry.
Well,
thank you for letting me out of that cage, though. Are you gonna eat me?
No, but other people might, so, like, fucking play it cool, okay?
Okay, can I keep the scalpel, though?
Yeah, it seems fine.
Oh, right on.
He just jabs you in the thigh.
Is he big enough to have, like, a dagger? Not. Like, as a peace offering, can I offer him, like, a dagger on my person? Or is he, like, is he scalpel-sized?
No, he's, like...
A peace offering. We already freed the man.
You can give him a dagger. He could use it.
I mean, I got so many daggers.
It'd be like giving a dagger to like a toddler.
We did that. I think that's where my other dagger is.
You gave a crowbar to a kobold child in the desert.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Didn't she leave with like a mace? We upgraded her before we left. She has like something.
Oh, probably
pretty fucked. Like something pretty fucked up right now.
That sounds right.
She's our god king now.
She's running that town. Yeah. Than Iron Fist.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think, I assume that I've got one of my original two daggers that I start with, or a dagger that I picked up. I just slide any weapon that I've picked up off my character sheet to this gentleman that's not my my sweet rapier.
Moments like this make me feel like every dipshit we beat up with whatever stupid short sword, I should just take their weapon. Because who knows what good guys with guns we're going to need to have in the future.
Yeah.
I also have a horned helmet that we picked up in the pyramid. This one I remember. I'm going to, if it will fit, I would like to put the horned helmet also on top of this mushroom man.
Hey, now here's a question. Where's Raspy at?
He's with us.
He's there. Is
he? They just let him on the train?
Yeah, we had to talk about this last time because he... I think, reminder, he's got a sword that sticks out of him now because he got, like, stabbed with one in his ribcage and we just left it there. So he's got a cool spike feature. So I think Raphael convinced the guard that he was, like, an experiment.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I have a scholar's outfit. So now we've got a...
Right.
Yeah.
Or professor.
Sure, the horned helmet kind of sits atop his mushroom, like, dome.
His what?
His, like, mushroom.
His mushroom what?
I'm not seeing.
You probably heard about my tits.
Great soundboard. Yep.
That's my dad.
Looks great. He looks like a little, you know, he's a little mushroom man. He's got a little, like, spiky Viking helmet. He's got a dagger and he's got a little scalpel. It's adorable, but also kind of scary.
I love it.
He, like, shuffles and I guess he says thank you, but only Barkard can hear him say it.
A shaka at him.
Sick.
Good. He likes it.
Okay. Do we ever hear if there's sound at 9, or do we get distracted?
You get distracted by the mushroom man. Can I listen at the door?
I will say, if you listen at the door, you just kind of hear train sounds. This is one of those trains where, like, there's, like, a little space between the cars. So you have to, like, open the door and, like, step across and open the next door.
Okay.
So
fuck it. Let's just maybe we peek in the window or something. The next car.
Yeah, you can do that. You see a bunch of like crates, like storage boxes, and then you also see some more cages with other animals in them. So you see one that has like a cat in there, and you see a couple with other like giant rats in it, and maybe like another fungoid.
Cool.
Oh, let's get in there. Let's free him up.
Slaver bolt. We'll do like a Spartacus.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to try to.
We're gonna run out of weapons like fast.
Oh yeah, no. Oh, this guy's the boss.
Yeah, knives. All these fucking cats and whatnot.
I see. You know,
They already have knives.
Yeah, their little paws.
You use that cat as a weapon. Hold that cat out. Like that's the Mushroom Man taken care of. Wield it. And, I guess, I don't know, I guess we just fucking, I open the back door of this, thingy and try to make my way to the next car, to car number 9.
Well, I thought you were saying through 9. You're just saying that's you.
I enter car 9. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in.
Fuck yeah.
So basically, it's like a lot of, there's like space to move. There's like a pile of boxes in the middle of the car and a couple boxes like and stuff stacked on like the side of the car, so you can like just like walk through it like on either side of like the middle pile of boxes. But it's a pretty tight squeeze.
Okay.
Are the boxes labeled at all?
They have like stamped images on them, like kind of like branded in, and some of them are like, you know, like shaped like beakers and other like scientific glassware, and some of them are labeled with like, you know, like skull and like X on them.
I open that immediately.
There's pirates in here. Fuck yeah.
You see inside, I think it's mostly packed with like straw, so the stuff inside doesn't break, and you see 4 like green liquid bottles. Like the bottles are glass, but they have like kind of green, spooky looking liquid in them.
Oh, we gotta throw that on a card. Isn't that,
Didn't we see this? Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
From all of my studies, being a fine young rich boy, from any of my magic or science classes that I guess probably I took, would any of this look familiar to me?
Would you like to roll some kind of a check for me, please?
Hold on 1 second, though. Because I was going to say, didn't we already see this stuff in the Sunlit Citadel or whatever? Isn't this the stuff they were injecting into that rat?
Does it taste the same?
Like, don't we already know this?
Is it?
All right. Go ahead and roll.
Hang on, I'm trying to save you the roll. Oh, is it? Yes, it is. It is that.
All right.
You already know what it is.
Put my teacher. All right. Back.
Yeah, it's just the mutagen stuff they were feeding to these animals.
Gross.
Yeah. Tyler, you get an inspiration point for that.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. Thank you.
Good job. I'm going to add those to my inventory.
Oh yeah.
It's 4 flasks of mutagen.
Yeah, I can call them that. That seems fine. Mutagen.
Thank you. And do any of these crates that have like graphic labels, do any of them are they like these are filled with daggers sized for small creatures?
If you look around, you do see like one that has like, you know, like scissors and like scalpels and stuff labeled on it.
Yeah, let's crack that bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you open it up and you see kind of what you'd expect. Again, more straw packing in most of it, but there are quite a few like sharp scientific implements in here. So I guess if you open that box, you could find 8 scalpels and like also 8 pairs of scissors.
Any syringes in there for your boy?
Not that one.
I'm adding all of these.
Can all of you give me a perception check, please?
Sure.
Sorry if I'm being too cavalier, fellows.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's 16. Pretty good. I got a dirty 20.
I got a clean 20.
Okay, all of you notice that there is a Kingsguard standing in the car with you, and he's pointing an arrow at you, like a bow and arrow. You're trying to be, like, you know, sneaky about it.
But actually, can we go back a second?
Before this happened?
I'm going to use my dagger of time to rewind to before we got steel.
No, not like that.
For a second, I was like, what are you talking about? Did I give you that?
Man, what a fun game. That should be an item in these. Can everyone just cheer and get really excited for Zach's crit real quick?
Yay!
All right! Woohoo!
You guys were too early, sorry. Oh, let me start over. I'm getting on the soundboard.
Woo! Yay!
Woo! Yeah! I made it.
I guess I just say great. It'll be good.
Yeah,
that sound sucks. I'm deleting that. That sucks.
No, I liked it.
Yeah.
We'll get a better one. Next crit, we can try again.
It feels like happy birthday all when right. People are singing you happy birthday. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to cheer too for the sake of like the sound that you were recording. Because in the future, it won't be me, but it felt like singing happy birthday to yourself.
Mathematically speaking, it's almost always you.
That is true.
Yeah, so you see this guard pointing an arrow at you, and then he's like, oh, sorry, sirs, I didn't know it was you. I wasn't napping arrow. Over here or anything.
My good sir, you scared the dickens out of us. Almost dropped 9 scalpels and 16 scissors.
Huh. Seems like a lot of scalpels.
This whole box is full of them. They're loose in here. Loose. It's dangerous, my boy.
It does seem dangerous.
You're probably tired from working so hard, taking this train back and forth. Is that right?
I wasn't napping.
That's all right. I'm a scientist. I don't care if you nap.
Okay.
Why don't you go grab yourself something to eat in the which cart is that? It's been a while since I've been on the train.
Oh, in the food cart?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not always, like, allowed to go in there. I'm supposed to stay here.
Why don't you...
I can help you, like, do you need help opening boxes or anything?
Well, there is that box over there, and I point, like, down in the corner to where, like, you'd have to, like, bend down and, like, look away from us. And then I want to just, like, point, like, as he walks away, I want to point at these two folks and be like...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, and he's, like, going to, like, bend down, or, like, whatever this box is you're pointing at.
I guess, like, I'm just gonna kind of, like, do, like, a 1, 2, 3, and then I think we all just do a thing that we're able to do, is how I would like to have this go, Mary, if you'll allow it.
Yeah, I'll let you all do an action. Just kind of, like, pretend like it's happening simultaneously.
Yeah, you know it's Eldritch Blast. 7!
You have advantage. That does you not have advantage.
Do any. We're definitely. Oh, you have advantage.
We're definitely doing a surprise.
You are. Ooh. We are doing a surprise.
Is 24 any better?
That does. That does it. What are you doing? Are you
Eldritch
death
Blast.
Damaging this poor man, or are you non-lethal damaging him?
You can't
do non-lethal damage with a.
All right, spell. Let's hurt him. Let's toast this boy.
He's just he's guarding evil. He's not a good person.
Like. My goddamn child shuffled all my dice around, and none of them are in their holes where they go.
Hot.
Here we go. 10 force damage.
Okay.
I got a 17.
Yep.
All right. That's going to be... That's pretty good. 13 magical slashing damage.
Yeah, it slices him.
I got a, plus 6, a 25.
Was that your advantage roll?
Yes, so 25 was my advantage roll. I rolled a crit fail and, also a 25, which is a 19.
Nice.
Cool. So, and I have a thing that says any hit I score, because I'm an assassin, any hit that I score on a creature that is surprised is automatically a critical hit. So I basically rolled a 20.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, ooh,
so I'm going to do that now. It's going to take a little bit.
So much more warning than that, Tyler. I know you're either trying to help or you're trolling me if you're trolling me.
I'm not trying to help.
Okay.
Alright, so that's
trolling then, got it.
12 without the sneak attack die. And
oh
then,
god.
And then my sneak attack now is, this is going to be 4d6, so 12 plus what I'm about to say.
This guy's going to the shadow realm.
Mary, when yeah. I point at you, can you give me a, oh, he did?
So that's...
Oh, he did.
12 plus another 12.
Yeah, he is dead.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
he did.
What are you
he
doing?
Is dead. I don't know. Just, I feel like I don't know why I agreed to that.
Clean takes, and you're ruining them.
Sam is like stealing my soul.
Sorry, I had to like I had to look at my character sheet. I didn't have Skype open.
No, you did it. So this guy is dead meat on the floor of this train car. Congratulations, everybody.
Oh, we did it.
You all get thanks. You all get
how many million experience?
Do yeah, you all get 100 XP for killing this man.
Wow,
I'll take it.
That's so much more than we earned.
Let's see.
You're right. I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
Sam, shut up.
Yeah, seriously.
You forgot our homework?
Well, Sam, are you going to go take every weapon this guy has to give it to the animals?
Dude, yeah, I am. Thank you for reminding
okay.
me. I would like to you're have welcome. Every weapon, please.
Yeah, he's got a short bow on him and, like, you know, 20, 25 arrows.
25 daggers.
He's got one long like belt knife. He's got two more knives in his boots.
I'm taking the boot knives. I love that.
Yeah. They have cute little like holsters if you want those to strap to your boy ankles.
Yeah, put them right on my boy ankles.
Yeah, totally. And I assume you're not tucking them into your shoes. So they're just like out as like a cool accessory. The fan artist will need to know.
Well, I'm going to put my khakis over them to obscure them, but if fan artists need to draw them, then maybe my khakis are tattered.
Nice.
Or you're like this guy who went to my high school who always wore khaki pants that only came down just below his knees because he didn't have clothes that fit.
Capris?
He wore capris? Accidental capris. They were ill-fitting dork capris. Like, they were clearly not on purpose. They were, like, a little lower than they should have been to make it look, like, intentional capri choice. Like, we're trying, like, mid-shin. So that's what I think of.
Weird.
Are you still looking in his pockets?
Yeah, if there's more shit.
Yeah, he's also got one of those old, like, wanted posters that has the three of you guys on it.
Oh, rad. What's...
This guy's a fucking idiot.
And he's got a drawing of, like, a woman with no clothes on.
Sick.
In his other pocket.
Is it in a locket or something? Is it, like, his girlfriend?
No, it's just, like, folded up.
Oh, okay. He's just a perv.
It looks like it's been folded and unfolded a lot of times.
It's being held together by some sort of adhesive.
I didn't say that.
This guy was really fucking dumb, though. He had our poster, he had the drop on us, and then we just were like, oh no, never
dude,
mind.
Dude, people listen go to professors. There. If you have a tweed jacket on, you can basically do whatever you want.
The disguises are working great.
Yeah, I guess.
That's so fucking funny. Not only did he not kill us when we turned around, he wasn't like, now he's got immediately fucking killed. Oh god, amazing.
Yeah.
Also, was he gonna murder us if we were mad that he was napping? Oh, and then, like, he had his, like, fucking gun out. His crossbow out. You gotta keep that secret. Can we throw him in a fucking crate? Can we just, like, stash his corpse in the syringe crate or something?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm gonna need a taller person to help me with that. Would one of you put his body in a crate? Otherwise, I suppose we could just slide it into the back wall and put a crate in front of him.
I gotcha.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you find, I guess there's a crate that has, like, extra, you know, animal cages in it. So that one's, like, pretty big. So you could, like, open that one and stick them in there if you wanted.
Shove them in a cage. Speaking of cages, you said there were a bunch of things in here all caged up.
Yeah, there's, like, there's two cats in cages, and they're both kind of, like, you know, like, squished in the back of their cages, like, ears flat, like, looking upset.
Yeah.
And then there's another, like, fungoid person in there who's kind of just, like, sitting in his cage.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then there's a couple cages with, like, giant rats in them. But these ones just look like normal giant rats. They're not, like,
Yeah.
The spirit guardian rat.
So are any of these things, the cats, fungoids, the rats, are they infected?
Great question. The rats are, yes.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I think, you're right. I mean, we can't, like, let those out if they're just, like, normal people around.
Now, is there a crate in here marked antidote?
Interesting. Do you want to give me an investigation check?
Sure, well, I can do that.
If you had to make a Jolly Roger for antidote, what would it be?
Like a pill and two cross syringes underneath it or something like that?
I like that. That's pretty good. I was going to do a pelvis and then two cross just like rib cages. And I was like, why does it have to be bones? I think you're really right.
Pelvis. I'm sorry, I'm doing investigation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've got plus zero. That's good. Oh, that's a critical failure.
Yeah, you just start kind of like staring really hard at one piece of wood on one of the crates, and you're like, I don't know where the internet is, you guys. I don't think it's in here.
I would like to like tug on his shirt and just go, that's just part of the train. You're just looking at the wall.
Oh!
All right, well, fuck. I think you're right. Like, we probably can't let those guys out. That was a good check. But we got a mushroom man. They're good. They can be reasoned with. Because I also was like, we probably don't want to let fucking, like, rats and cats out, like, right until we're ready to, like, do some shit or, like, cause a distraction. Because, like, we can't, like, tell them to hang tight. Maybe. Like, I don't know. I guess
how
I don't
fast
know
is the train going?
Yeah.
We could just toss the cats out of the train. It depends on how fast they're going, Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
If the train's, like, 100 miles an hour, I'm not tossing any cats off. But if it's, like, 25 miles an hour, those kitties are going to be fine.
Hang on. Let me do a little Google. How fast do trains go?
Well, this isn't like a Shinkansen or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's not a bullet train. The problem is all the results are about speedy trains.
How about steam train average speed?
Okay. This is good.
My porn star name is steam train average
speed. Okay, well below 40 miles per hour.
40 miles an hour, that's a little fast.
Yeah.
45 to 60 miles an hour.
Oh, I don't know about those kitties at 45 miles an hour.
We'll just get them before we leave.
Say it's going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, we'll get them before we
leave. We'll get them before we leave. Just remember, there are cats in the second to last car. Ink. Yes. Or third to last car.
Correct.
Yeah, we're in nine. Cats in nine. And Bart, would you be able to ask this mushroom man if this one knows anything? And then translate in real time, as you've been doing.
Excuse me, sir. Or ma'am, or
whatever.
They, them. I don't really know how you guys work.
I guess I would be a ma'am.
Ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Y'all got a name?
My name is Trinity Applebloom.
Tranny?
Trinity.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Tranny?
Short for transmission.
I don't know why I'm going with like My Little Pony-esque names for these guys, but sure.
Jimothy Bobbin is the name of a My Little Pony?
I don't know why I'm making him so whimsical and elegant.
They're just very pleasant little mushroom people. Well, you want them to be named like Glorp?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. No, I like this.
Scrungle.
I like that they have like princess names. They all have like little like gumdrop people names.
I did kind of expect like Scrungle or like, you know.
She's writing these down as you say
them. What else did you expect?
We have to meet more.
Shrampleton.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wasting all this gold.
Monkus.
Mert.
Mert. Mert's really good.
I thought you were going to make them like aliens and their names would be like rhythmic kind of shaking. Like they wouldn't have like a vocalized name. They'd have like sort of like a weird gesture they'd be throwing at Sam and he'd be like, what the fuck do I do with that? Like,
man, that would have been better. Oh well.
I don't know. It's tough. I like Jimothy.
Hip wiggle.
We can pretend they sort of do that while they like telepathically tell Barker their names. So it's like the verbal version of what their mushroom name is.
Your brain's translating.
Yeah.
Or I'm just making it up.
Yeah, you're
it's not Mary being shitty at making up names. It's my character being shitty at making up names.
I think I'm great at making up names. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean super good and super great and super
good. Yeah. Do you not like Trinity Apple Bloom?
I like it.
Ms. Apple Bloom, if I may. Do you have any critical intelligence for us? We're going to free you and stuff. So, like, if you could help us too, that would be radical.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you want to know? I've been on this train since Flurgmas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Flurgmas. Huh.
I mean, it's usually just that one guy in here that you guys murdered. Are you going to murder me?
We just said we were going to let you out. Just said it.
You haven't yet.
I like Mr. Bobbins a lot better.
Also, I don't know how I'm talking to you, because you don't have telepathy.
Because I'm translating really quickly, don't worry about it.
Translated in real time, goddamn! Goddamn! This is city slicking, and you're a mushroom.
I don't even know how that's possible. City slick.
Well, that's what I would have said before today. But, you know, here you are, prove me wrong.
All right, relax. I'd like to just go try to, like, unlock the... I guess before I even try to unlock something, because I know I'm going to fail this check, and it's going to be really embarrassing in fiction. Did the guard have a key on him that we found?
He did not.
All right, I'll give it a shot. I'd like to try to open this cage. If it's not already open and unlocked, and this is just the dumbest mushroom.
There is a lock on it.
Okay, good. I'd like to try to unlock it with my thieves.
That would be funny if it's unlocked. She just doesn't know how to use doors.
They're just so dumb and
she's
cute.
She's from the woods.
May I thieves tools this? Sweet. All right. That is a plus Ocho. I literally crit failed it.
All right, you don't open it.
All right, can I get a everybody sad slide whistle type of a thing? Ready? Whoa.
That's pretty good, actually.
Are you coming around, Mary? Are you seeing the potential?
I wasn't against it.
I think you said it was stealing your soul or sucking your life force.
Yeah, I mean, there is that, but I like the output.
She's doing a rosary in the hand that you can't see on camera right now. Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck me. Can I try one more time? Let me try to redeem myself.
Yeah.
All right, that's a 16.
That does it. You're good.
Always fail the first one. And I try my thieves tools. I try to flip my thieves tools around like an old school revolver, and I blow on them. But I blow on them like while I'm spinning. I don't do it right. They're still spinning, and I'm blowing while they're doing it. Like I'm trying to catch them. And I put them away.
Yeah, she's like, "Wow,
that
was amazing."
Yes.
Thank you. I've been practicing in the inns after we all. Kind of go off to our quarters. And I get all bashful. I put like little bashful legs.
Well, do you want like two scalpels?
Sure. Fuck yeah.
Alright, let me deplete my scalpel counter.
If we see another one.
Six scalpels?
Can we tie the ends of two scalpels together like a little Darth Maul style and give it to one of like the next one we see?
I gave you two scalpels.
See... Yeah, but she's just
do them what thou wilt.
Prey?
Yeah, the movie Prey.
Is that the one where Julia Roberts goes around trying to get her groove back?
No, yeah. Prey Love.
Oh, okay, shit.
That's just the middle part of it.
Yeah, it's a trilogy.
It's a Predator prequel, and it's like Native Americans. It's Native Americans fighting the Predator, but they do exactly that. They like take two axes together. And nice. They tie him up, and it's pretty rad.
Double axe. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you freed the fungoid lady, and you've given her two scalpels.
Now we need the information, right? Like, we're not going to kill you. We're not going to kill her, right? So
she's like, yeah, not now, because she's got these, like...
We gave those to
you. We are so much bigger than you!
Also, we don't need to talk about it, but, I think we'd still be fine. No offense to you. Do you know anything about the train layout or other information that could be helpful to us.
Well, I know there's more people that live back there, and she points to train to number 10.
I don't want to be discriminatory, but does she mean like people or like mushroom people?
Like Kingsguard or
like that guy. She points to the box where you put the dead guy.
Oh.
There's like him, that's like a him shape.
Okay, that's actually very helpful.
Kind of like somewhere between that guy and that guy. And she points to Barker, and then she points to the box with the dead guy in it.
Okay.
Ashaka.
Well,
yeah. Great with subtext. And there was like another fungoid that I was with, but I don't know where he ended up.
Jimothy Bobbins?
He got captured. Oh, yeah.
He's literally,
He's
right there. And I just point to the other car.
Oh. I've been in this.
I go over and I open the door and see if they can like have line of sight on.
What if they just start hardcore boning? Like they toddle over to each other like little gingerbread men.
We're gonna go clouds back to the spores. Caboose and be up here. There's gonna be spores everywhere.
Luckily,
The caboose is a rockin'. Don't come a knockin'.
It's gonna knock the train off the tracks. That's how we solve this thing.
I mean, basically, I was gonna do what Zach said, but he said it already. Yeah, now. Like really? He leans over.
Oh my god!
And through the sees her through the door, and she sees him, and they're both kind of like shh, and do really happy like mushroom sounds.
That's cute. That's
and then, like, she's, like, holding up her scalpels, and he's, like, holding up his dagger, and they're like, yeah! Like, they're just really excited about this.
Oh, man, we're the kingmakers. There's no way these
and she starts, like, wandering back towards him. Yeah.
I can't wait until 8 months from now when we're fighting the big bad, and it looks like we're about to get TPK'd, and Jimothy comes out of nowhere and sinks his dagger into somebody.
Maybe.
And then he shoots some spores off, and you're like, you nasty, Jimothy. Like, murder?
He's like, gets off on
he's
it.
He's like, it's just an adrenaline thing. I've heard it happens to other people, too.
It's not weird. Yeah, so Trinity is wandering all back towards Jimothy. So I don't know.
Stop calling her Tranny.
Trinity.
She's just not enunciating. That's her only crime.